everybody who had sign, we could ticks on the group, and then we saw that today we're going to be evacuated and we should be at this AK compound. And you know that myself and Daniil were staying in the Al Salam 5-star Rotana, and we could not find the driver the whole morning to get us, because the compound is only 5 minutes away from the hotel. But we couldn't walk there because it's surrounded by the RSF. So only by God's grace, we managed to find a driver, because I dropped off some Turkish people at the hotel to meet them, because the Turkish embassy really evacuated most of the people yesterday. So I think this is still a few that they haven't evacuated. So then we convinced the driver to take us. Although it is only 5 minutes away from the hotel, the compound, there was so much shooting in front of the hotel, because the RSF and the Sudanese army was driving up and down in front of the hotel. We had to wait a little bit. Then our driver managed to get us out, but we went a long way. We were stopped by the Sudanese army, and they looked and they asked, who are we? And the Sudanese driver said that we are foreigners. And it was myself and Daniil and two Egyptian guys, which they were taking to the nearest airport. They were going to take them first to the bus station to get to the nearest airport. And then, because our driver took a long detour, he got lost. And while we were driving, gunshots was going over our heads. We were so nervous, but we just had to keep calm, because I think we got to score these gunshots. It was amazing to see the Sudanese people leaving Sudan, because we went past the bus station and they were shooting again over the bus station. We were stopped again by the RSF soldiers, looked into the car. Driver explained that we are foreigners. The Arabic word for a foreigner is Khawaja. So he said yes. And then we got so lost, we didn't know where we were. I phoned Ilsa and asked, is there perhaps somebody that can speak Arabic to the driver? And the driver couldn't even explain where he was, because we were driving around in circles. It took us about 20 minutes just to get back to the compound, which is actually 5 minutes away from the hotel. As we got down to the end of the road, we met a man along the way. We asked him, and we found that it was just around the corner. That is just God. We really thought we would never get out of the hotel today. And I really want to thank the Al Salam Hotel staff. They have been absolutely wonderful to us. They have tried everything in their power to help us. They are also stuck there. There are different nationalities there, and they cannot leave the hotel. They cannot leave anything. It's shooting across the hotel like crazy. But I am just happy that I'm on my way out of Sudan. We are out of Khartoum. We are on the outskirts of Sudan. And they wouldn't even say there's a war going on outside, because it's the countryside. And there's nothing happening. These people are not even aware that the war is all in the capital, Khartoum. That is why most of the Sudanese have split out to these outer towns, because it's so much safer. Shops are open, people are going with their normal work. We are in Khartoum, and it's so sad to see in Khartoum how buildings have been destroyed. It is extremely sad. So I got into the bus, I started crying. Crying wasn't the relief that I was being evacuated. The crying was that I'd been evacuated, but I still had to go around the detour and was still shooting away. And I think when I got in, it was just a relief of that I'm away from the shooting.